On today's show, we are knocking out the Big 12 season preview for 2025. 16 teams. We're going to go through them fairly quickly, but good gracious, as wide open a league as there is in the entire country.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. Of course, at Gary WCE. On all the different social platforms. We are ready for another conference preview. That's right. Got the SEC one knocked out. And now we are knocking out the Big 12. As I stated on that one, if you did not listen to it, I am going to do a deep dive on the top 30 rated teams that I've got going into the season. That's going to be a YouTube exclusive, so make sure that you are subscribed on YouTube as well. Today we're knocking out the 2025 Big 12 season preview. As I mentioned earlier, it is a league as wide open as ever. Now that, of course, the four corner schools and BYU have settled in for the long haul, Kansas State enters as the media favorite. You know, injuries somewhat derailed a chance to win last year's title. But Arizona State, who did win, they are itching for back-to-back crowns. They got Sam Levitt and Jordan Tyson leading the helm there. Texas Tech, you know, transfer portal haul, headlined by pass rush demon David Bailey and run stuffer Lee Hunter. They could vault into the title. Or into title contention. Iowa State's defensive wrinkles, led by Dominique Orange and Jontez Williams. They'll keep opponents on their heels. And, of course, you cannot overlook Baylor and TCU either. Both squads have explosive playmakers, along with seasoned quarterbacks primed to light up the scoreboard here. You got sleeper teams like Houston under Willie Fritz going into his second season. And Utah's new offensive coordinator and quarterback could shake up the standings as well. You got 16 teams. You got a razor-thin margin for error and one college football playoff spot, we think. This Big 12 season is going to be a wild ride, so let's go ahead and get into it. We are going to go alphabetical order. Remember, we're going through these quickly, and as I said earlier, we're going to deep dive my top 30 rated teams on the YouTube channel. That's going to be exclusive, and there's going to be several from this conference, so make sure you are subscribed on YouTube. All right, first up, got my notes up. We're ready to roll. The Arizona Wildcats. The Wildcats return under Brent Brennan, his second season. They're going to try and rebound from a 4-8 season by integrating, you know, a high-octane spread offense under Seth Dagey, one way or the other. And, of course, they've got an aggressive 4-2-5 defense that's led by Danny Gonzalez. Protecting the junior quarterback Noah Fifita and establishing chemistry on a revamped offensive line, that's going to be vital for, you know, unlocking these perimeter weapons like Chris Hunter III and Luke Weisong. You do have new backs there, Ismail Mahdi and Quincy Craig. They add some dual threat explosiveness there. Defensively, edge Trey Smith and the linebacker Tay Brown, they anchor a unit that was buoyed by FCS transfers, Chancellor Owens and Malachi Bailey. You got Dalton Johnson roaming at safety. Some key early tests, of course, at Kansas State. That's a non-conference game this year. You got Big 12 dates at Oklahoma State, road trips to Iowa State and Cincinnati. That's going to define whether Arizona can sustain drives and force turnovers, right? So we'll see exactly what happens here. Their odds to win the Big 12 are plus 7,000. Your win total here is 4.5. You know, over is minus 170. Under is plus 140. Your key games, of course, at Kansas State, Baylor, and at Cincinnati, I think. The ceiling for this team, probably 8-4. Noah Fifita is a good quarterback. They do have some talent here. The likely record, probably 5-7. The floor, if everything falls apart, probably 3-9 here. So not looking for a lot from this Wildcats team. The Arizona State Sun Devils, after an 11-3 breakthrough and a conference title in 2024 after being picked last in the conference preseason, Kenny Dillingham's Sun Devils returned Sam Levitt. You know, he is a turnover-averse quarterback. It's a good passing attack here. Veteran defense led by Xavion Alford and Javon Robinson. The backfield shifts to a committee featuring Kyson Brown, transfer Kanye Udo. You got receivers Jordan Tyson and Shaman Mateer. I believe that's right. They're bolstered by Jalen Moss and Noble Johnson. Brian Ward's defense lost just two starters. They kept their interior disruptors here, CJ Fite and Elijah O'Neal, intact. They've got a really fun linebacker duo, Keyshawn Elliott and Jordan Crook. Road tests at Mississippi State and in-conference trips to Baylor, Utah, and Iowa State. That's a rough stretch. It's a rough stretch. So we're gonna figure out in those games whether or not Arizona State can defend their crown. And when I mentioned the Mississippi State game, Mississippi State does still have SEC talent, right? That was a one-score game last year with State, and it was in Arizona. So, you know, let's see exactly what that looks like, because we don't know really what to expect from Mississippi State in this. Odds to win the Big 12, they are plus 600. Their win total is 8.5, but to go over is plus 110. So it seems more likely that they are going to go under that win total of 8. They won a lot of one-score games last year. A lot of one-score games. Key games here, Mississippi State on the road. They're playing against Houston and probably at Utah, I guess we'll say. Ceiling is 11-2. Likely record, 8-4, 7-5, somewhere around there. Floor, probably 6-6. I think that makes the most sense here. So that does make sense for me.
We're proudly supported by Go Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. Go Sleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to GoSleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. Go Sleeves. It's go time.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next on the board, we've got the Baylor Bears. Dave Aranda's Bears return the quarterback, Sawyer Robertson, absolute stud of a quarterback. And then you got a potent backfield, right? Bryson Washington, Dawson Pendergrass. Good gracious. They're supported by receivers like Josh Cameron and portal additions like Lewis Brown IV and Cole Wilson. Defense spiked by transfers Travion Barnes, Phoenix Jackson, and Matthew Fobbs White. They got to build on 2024's run defense improvement. You got some early non-conference tests and maybe a game of the year, maybe a huge barometer, let's say that, with they're hosting Auburn in the first game of the year in week one, and it's on a Friday night. So big-time spot there. They play at SMU before they ever even get into conference play. So two huge non-conference games. That's going to set the tone. And then once you get into Big 12, you got matchups with Kansas State and TCU, of course, the rivalry game there. The revivalry. Time of possession through the run game, limiting big play breakdowns, that's gonna separate contenders here. And so I think Baylor has a good shot here. Their odds to win the Big 12 are plus 850. Win total sits at 7.5. Juice to the under. Plus 110 to go over, minus 134 to go under. Key games, I already mentioned Auburn and SMU. Let's toss in Kansas State. That's another key game here. Ceiling for this team, probably 10-2. Likely record around 7-5, 8-4. Of course, win total sitting at 7.5, that makes sense. My guess would be to the over here. But the floor here, 4-8, if Sawyer Robertson goes down, could spell bad news. We'll see what happens. The BYU Cougars. Oh, boy. Kalani Sitake's Cougars, they face a quarterback shuffle. Jake Ratzlaff is gone. And now they've got three guys. McKay Hillstead, Trayson Bergette, and of course the freshman Bear Bachmeyer, who came in from Stanford, vying under a pretty experienced offensive line. LJ Martin anchors a rejuvenated ground game. Chase Roberts leads a receiver core that could use some depth for sure. Jay Hill's defense brings back some turnover machines here. Linebackers Jack Kelly and Isaiah Glasker, plus a veteran secondary piece, is aiming to replicate a Big 12 best unit at forcing turnovers. It's a pretty forgiving start. Easy start to this. Portland State, Stanford, and East Carolina. That's not to say that East Carolina is not good. You guys know what's up. But it gives way to taxing road trips at Iowa State and Cincinnati. And, of course, the marquee home rivalry game against Utah. Odds to win the Big 12 or plus 1,000 right now. That's going to change. That's going to continue changing. Win total sits at 7.5 in some spots, 6.5 in some spots. It might be 6.5 across the board by the time I'm by the time this comes out. But key games are against Utah, of course, at Iowa State and at Cincinnati. Ceiling for this team, still probably 10-2, I think. Likely record is around 7-5, maybe 6-6. The floor for this team, if everything just goes poorly, if they cannot find a quarterback, you're probably looking at 4-8. I would not expect that. Kalani Sitake, pretty good head coach. He knows what he's doing. So, but my guess would be 6-6, 7-5, somewhere around there, because the schedule is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. But the non-conference slate is. So you get three wins there, 3-4 wins in conference. You're probably sitting pretty good, especially with losing a quarterback that late. The Cincinnati Bearcats, Scott Satterfield, of course, he's going to lean on the veteran quarterback, Brennan Sorsby. Really, the offensive coordinator is Brad Glenn. He's got a spread option attack. This is going to be supplemented by transfer playmakers here, Cyrus Allen, Evan Pryor here. Up front, returning nose tackle Dante Corleone. He leads a retooled defensive line. It's going to be flanked by Jalen White McLean, and Micah Coleman. You got a rebuilt secondary that's got to gel quickly to flip some late-game scripts. Non-conference opener against Nebraska in Kansas City. That's going to be a Nebraska-heavy crowd. And then you got Big 12 road tests at Oklahoma State and Utah. It's going to determine bowl eligibility for this bunch, and they certainly need to get to a bowl game for Satterfield, for sure. Odds to win the Big 12 are plus 4,000, so 40-1. I don't think they're going to win the conference by any stretch, but at the same time, they do have the talent, so it's not crazy. Win total sits at 6.5. They're plus 110 to go over that. You know, under is minus 130. Key games against Nebraska, of course, at Oklahoma State, at Utah, already mentioned those. Ceiling is 8-4, I think. Likely, probably 6-6. And the floor, I won't go lower than 4-8 on this. I think they're going to get some conference wins here. Don't think they're going to beat Nebraska, but you never know with these things. So, the Colorado Buffaloes, under Deion Sanders, of course, the offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, they're going to debut a new quarterback. I think it's going to be Caden Salter. It could be Juju Lewis. Both of them were at Media Days. We'll see. This is, again, a transfer-heavy roster. I think it's going to be the quarterback, Caden Salter, coming in from Liberty here. You do have some speed threats here. Draylon and Omarion Miller, they're going to complement some new additions like Joseph Williams. You got a rebuilt line here that's got to protect Salter. So we're going to see what's going on there. Defensively, the front seven retains playmakers Arden Walker and Samuel Okunlolo. You got transfers DJ McKinney, Preston Hodge. They are going to patrol the secondary. You got an interesting home opener against Georgia Tech. And, of course, your Big 12 schedule, road trips to Houston, TCU, and Kansas State. It's a slate that is certainly going to test the chemistry of this bunch. They need to get some momentum going early to be able to withstand that. I don't like their odds here. But to win the conference plus 2,800, I think it should be longer odds. I think it should probably be 40-1. Instead, it's 28-1. But regardless, their win total is 6.5. To go over is plus 135. You could probably find some 5.5s out there if you like the over, but still. Key games, I mentioned those. Georgia Tech, at Houston, at Kansas State. Ceiling, I mean, the ceiling is probably the same for everybody. It's like 10-2. Likely for this team, 7-5, 6-6. I think the floor is probably 5-7. That's my guess. Floor is probably 5-7. I do believe in Deion Sanders' ability to coach. I think he does have some talent there. They're going to be able to get some wins, but this schedule is rough. So we'll see what happens. Houston. The Houston Cougars are next. Willie Fritz, he revamped this team along with quarterback Connor Wigman, running back Dean Connors, and tight end Tanner Koziol. I think that's how you say that. And he did a lot of that via the portal. They're going to aim to improve a bottom fourth offense, bottom fourth in the conference. They were not good last year. They did start to pick up a little bit of steam. Brought in new DC Austin Armstrong. He inherits a near blank defensive slate. But they did bolster it. They got some speed. Eddie Walls III, Carmichael Glass. Non-conference tune-ups against Stephen F. Austin and Rice. You got those, and then you got your conference opener at Colorado. You got key home games against UCF and Baylor. That's certainly a good thing. The schedule eases up quite a bit for them this year. Consistency up front on both sides is going to determine whether or not they can not only get to a bowl game, but, I mean, this team could feasibly compete in this conference. Win total, 6.5, over of plus 120, under of minus 140. You got the key games already mentioned at Colorado, against UCF, against Baylor. You should be able to beat UCF. At Colorado is going to be interesting. You get Baylor at home. Ceiling is probably 8-4. Floor probably 4-8. You're probably looking at splitting the difference probably about 6-6. I think they're going to get to a bowl game. I trust Willie Fritz. But 6-6 seems the most likely record for Houston this year. Iowa State. Oh, boy. Matt Campbell's Cyclones. They had a good season last year. They returned Rocco Becht. They lost the two big wide receivers. They've got a dominant offensive line. They're going to be relying on backs Carson Hansen and Abu Sama III. Receiver questions, certainly, of course. Those guys went over to the NFL. But they do have some fun newcomers, Chase Sowell, Daniel Jackson. They may be able to fill the void here. We're going to see exactly how good Rocco Becht was. Defensively, you got a secondary anchored by Jeremiah Cooper that offsets a front that needs pressure without key defensive line departures. Your opener is in Dublin against Kansas State. Why they decided to move that one, I will never know. But regardless, it is what it is. So that one is against Kansas State in Ireland. And then you got late tests at TCU and Oklahoma State that's going to test their ability to flip some close game scripts. So odds to win the Big 12 here, plus 1,400, 14-1. Win total sits at 7.5. That's a consensus pretty much across the board. Key games are against Kansas State, TCU, and Oklahoma State. Ceiling, I think, is pretty high. I mean, this team could go 11-1 if Matt Campbell wins like every close game. Most likely, 7-5, 8-4, somewhere in there. The floor for this bunch is to not even make a bowl game. 5-7, somewhere around there. So, I do like Iowa State, but they never have great talent. So it's something to pay attention to with this bunch. So they will lose some close games for sure. The Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, they hope to capitalize on rejuvenated, I guess, quarterback, maybe a healthy quarterback, Jalen Daniels. And, of course, they got some portal receivers coming in, Emmanuel Henderson Jr. and Bryson Canty. You only got 5 returning defensive contributors. Kansas has got to force turnovers. They've got to control the line of scrimmage in some of these games. You got early non-conference games, week 0 against Fresno State. Then you got Wagner. That's going to set the tone before a showdown against several showdowns at home. You get a perfect home sweep of winnable league games. That is certainly going to secure bowl eligibility. You got to win some of those games on the road to be able to compete in the conference. They are plus 1,700 to win the Big 12. They are 6.5 for a win total. Over is minus 155. The under is plus 130. You got key games, as I mentioned, against Kansas State. You got a game at Texas Tech. You got a game against West Virginia. You should absolutely win West Virginia, but we'll see. That one's at home. And they are still playing in Kansas City. They're not playing at home in their own stadium just yet. That'll be next year. Ceiling for this team is probably 8-4. Floor, 4-8. Probably looking at 6-6, 7-5 maybe. So if you get back to a bowl game, I think that is a good season for the Jayhawks. If you haven't already, do me a favor. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to your favorite podcast app, whatever it may be, and leave some comments for me. Like the video. You guys know what to do. All that fun stuff. BettingCFB.com is the subscription site, and I'm going to be putting my plays over there, my official, the win totals that I really, really like, all that kind of stuff. I will put some of that stuff on Winning Cures Everything here, but check out BettingCFB.com. I'm going to be updating quite a bit of that. Let's move on to Kansas State. Chris Klieman's Wildcats, they return the quarterback Avery Johnson, dual threat backs Dylan Edwards, Antonio Martin Jr. You've got a reinvented offensive line. I think they're going to aim to control the line of scrimmage. I never worry about Kansas State being able to control the offensive line. I never worry about that. Really, not even offensive line. Just the line of scrimmage in general. Like, defense, offense, they're going to be good. They're aggressive. Their front's going to be really aggressive. There we go. Joe Klanderman is their defensive coordinator, and he's good. Like, he's really good. This is a team that did not allow 30 points in any game except for one, and that was against BYU, and that wasn't really the defense's fault. I'll say that. There was a lot of weird turnovers. It gave up a punt return touchdown. I mean, it was just, there was a lot going on there. But regardless, they did bring back key rushers Toby Osunami. I don't know why I try with the his. I really don't. Chidi Obiazor? Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Kansas State fans. Y'all just obliterate me on these pronunciations. If they're good, we will know their names. I promise. But while the secondary seeks stability, you know, from Quay Moss and Gunnar Maldonado, you got a season opening trip to Dublin against Iowa State that I've mentioned earlier. And then you got road tests at Arizona and Baylor. It's going to reveal if Kansas State can sustain championship caliber consistency. You got to cut down on the turnovers this year. You need Avery Johnson to stay healthy. That's the key to the entire season. Odds to win the Big 12 are plus 600. They are the favorite. Win total sits at 8.5. That is consensus across the board. And then you got key games at Iowa State, at Arizona, and against Baylor. Ceiling, 11-2, I think. I don't see any way that they go unscathed through this. The Arizona game is a non-conference game. So, ceiling 11-2. Floor is 6-6. Most likely record, probably 9-3. If everything goes great, you're looking at 11-1 on the season, maybe losing the conference title game, you know, that kind of thing. I'm seeing probably 2 losses, But we'll see. We'll see what happens. The Oklahoma State Cowboys. Okay. Okay, Mike Gundy. The Cowboys reset. Of course, heavy portal usage. Offensive coordinator is Doug Meacham. DC is Todd Grantham. The portal, Gundy came out on 3 last week with Andy and Ari and said that this is the first year that they've actually like paid players coming from the portal. Everything before this, they were just kind of hoping it would go away, which I don't know why you would ever think that, but regardless, is what it is. But yeah, they actually paid some players this year. They got some guys. You got you got 11 offensive newcomers coming in. That's bananas. Quarterback competition between Zane Flores and House Hejny. And then you got a retooled defense that's headlined by edge rushers Kyron Duhon and Malik Charles. They got to cohere pretty quickly here. You got a week 2 trip to Oregon. You got a midseason stretch against Baylor and Houston. It's a tough schedule. And what we saw out of this team last year doesn't give us a lot of hope. However, this is a completely different team. They are plus 6,000, 60-1 to win the Big 12. Their win total is sitting at 4.5. The over is minus 170, so it's heavily juiced to the over. Key games, I've already mentioned, Oregon, Baylor, Houston. Ceiling is 9-3, I think, because I don't know what to expect from anybody in this conference. The floor, probably 2-10, in which case Mike Gundy would certainly be shown the door. Likely 5-7, 6-6, somewhere around there. I don't expect a lot, but would it shock anybody if Gundy came out of nowhere and competed for the conference? I don't think so. He does this thing all the time. So likely record, I think they'd probably get back to a bowl game 6-6, but with an almost entirely new roster. Yeah, gonna be rough.
Tickets to everything are expensive these days, and I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything, seriously. Every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
TCU, the Horned Frogs, Sonny Dykes. Of course, they bring back Big 12 passing leader Josh Hoover. They got deep threat Eric McAllister back. They need some improved rushing in Kendall Bras' system. Defensively, the coordinator Andy Avalos, he's got 11 experienced starters back. Portal additions, Ansel Dinmba and Michael Thiessen. They're going to inject some fresh talent here. You got a season opener at North Carolina. That line has completely flipped. It opened up North Carolina a favorite at home. It's on that Monday night, Labor Day night. But it was North Carolina favored by 3. Now TCU is favored by 3. Pretty wild. They've got a rivalry game against SMU, that's a playoff team from last year who brings back quite a bit. And then you got road tests at Arizona State and Cincinnati. These are going to gauge whether TCU can replicate their late-season momentum. They did have a lot of one-score wins last year. Again, what does that mean? There was a lot of one-score wins in this conference, so it could be anything. Their odds to win the Big 12 are plus 1,200. You got a win total of 6.5 on this team. Key games at North Carolina, against SMU, and at Arizona State. Ceiling is 10-2. Floor is probably 6-6. I don't think they miss a bowl game with this bunch, especially with an experienced quarterback and some big-time playmakers back. Likely record, another 8-4. You know, they went 9-4 with the bowl win. Probably 8-4, I guess. Like, why their win total is sitting at 6.5, unless I typed this up wrong, I have no idea. I have no idea. But I think 8-4 is the most likely for them. They do have a pretty rough schedule. Again, non-conference games at North Carolina and against SMU. It's pretty difficult, considering the Big 12 schedule is just kind of a crapshoot anyway. Moving along, we got Texas Tech. Joey McGuire and the Red Raiders. They brought in a top 5 transfer portal class and a lot of money going into this. They return their quarterback, Baron Morton. They add backs Quentin Joyner and receiver Reggie Virgil. Shia Wood. That's his. This is his defense. Now he comes over from Houston, led by interior disruptors A.J. Holmes and Lee Hunter. They're trying to get into the top 30 in SP+. This is almost a, I wouldn't say win the conference or bust, but like certainly compete for it. You got a gauntlet on the schedule. At Utah, at Arizona State, at Kansas State, they do have offensive firepower. They've got a fearless fourth down philosophy. This could be a breakout year. Their odds to win the Big 12 are plus 650, so they are one of the favorites here. Win total sits at 8.5. Those three big ones are the key games. At Utah, at Arizona State, at Kansas State. Ceiling is probably 10-2. Most likely 8-4. And if they go 8-4, what does that mean for Joey McGuire? I'm not totally sure. The floor is 6-6. If they do that, I have a feeling he's probably gone. Just a guess. If all of these portal additions don't mesh, if they don't gel, he's going to have problems. For sure. UCF, the Knights, are next on the docket. Scott Frost, of course, 17 key transfers. They got a new DC, Alex Grinch. They aim to rekindle their 2017 magic. And, you know, it's a high-tempo attack led by Taven Jackson's arm and legs. Really, let's call it what it is. The defense features Edge, Kelly, and a veteran linebacker core. They're going to force turnovers to keep pace. Marquee September 20th showdown against North Carolina. You got road games at Cincy and Baylor. That's going to test some early season cohesion here. I mean, this is Scott Frost's third year at the helm in Orlando. He was only there 2 years before. Last year was 2017. They went undefeated. They won a national title, they will tell you. But they are plus 5,500 to win the Big 12. That's 55-1. Win total is 5.5. To go over is minus 120. To go under is minus 140. Kind of interesting. Key games against North Carolina, at Cincinnati, and against BYU in this. The ceiling, I mean, just like everybody else, like 9-4, I guess. We'll see. Most likely is probably 6-6, maybe 5-7. Floor is probably only about 3 wins. How much do you trust Scott Frost? Coming back, he has not, he hadn't really done much in the 2 years since he left. And gosh, this guy talking about Nebraska the way that he has, I probably wouldn't have done that, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, we got two more. The Utah Utes, Kyle Whittingham, they are undergoing an offensive makeover because, man, when Cam Rising went down last year, the entire team went down with him, and they were good with him, really good. But they bring in offensive coordinator Jason Beck and the dual threat quarterback Devin Dampier. They are coming over from New Mexico, where they had absolutely awesome seasons with Bronco Mendenhall. You brought in some other transfers, Wayshawn Parker, Nakari Rogers, Morgan Scalley's defense. I mean, it's virtually intact, right? So the defense, I think, is going to be really, really good. The talent doesn't look the same, but we know what to expect from a Morgan Scalley defense. It's a bend but don't break kind of thing, right? Season opener at UCLA. Of course, that's going to be Nico's first game there. You got Big 12 home dates against Arizona State and Kansas State. That's going to define some early momentum. Odds to win the Big 12 are plus 600 at this point. At one point, I think you could have gotten this at like 15-1. Now it's like 6-1. A lot of hype on this team. Win total sits at 7.5. The ceiling, 10-2, I guess. If everything goes right, most likely probably about 8-4. You know, win some of those games, lose some of those big games. Floor for this team is not making a bowl again, going 5-7. But there's a lot of love for the Utah Utes. A lot of playoff love, a lot of winning the Big 12 kind of love. We'll see. Once you lose it, it is tough to get it back. Very, very tough to get it back. All right, last one that we got for today. The West Virginia Mountaineers. Rich Rodriguez, he overhauls with, I think the number was 70. 70 new players on this team, 50 portal arrivals. The biggest one, of course, bringing in Edge, Jamori Robinson, safety Fred Perry. It's going to be paired with a rebuilt offense centered on Jaheim White. Zach Alley's defense, because Zach Alley had the opportunity to stay at Oklahoma, and he chose to go with Rich Rodriguez back to go with him to West Virginia. They're looking for a turnaround here. You got Zach Alley's the one that led like a huge defensive renaissance, I guess you could say, at Jacksonville State. But they bring in some interior disruptors, Eddie Kelly Jr. You've got a ball hawking secondary here. That's definitely a good thing. And then, of course, key games. You got early home dates against Pitt, trips to Kansas. You got to go to Provo against BYU. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be some big tests here. Odds to win the Big 12, lowest odds on the board, 70-1, plus 7,000 for them. The win total sits at 5.5, and it's juiced to the under significantly, minus 170 to go under 5.5. The ceiling is just like every other Big 12 team. The ceiling's probably 9-3. You win a bunch of close one-score games. Most likely, I trust Rich Rodriguez. Most likely, it's probably 6-6. The floor for this team is 3-9. That's what I think. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think that we get... this isn't much of a limb. I think that our championship is going to be Kansas State. I think they will get there. I think they'll stay healthy this year. I don't think they're going to turn the ball over as much. But I'll take Kansas State, and I will take TCU. So Kansas State, TCU, rematch of the Big 12 championship game back in 2022, where TCU was undefeated, and they lost to Kansas State. And I will take Kansas State to win the conference. I think there's a reason why they are the favorite here, so I will certainly roll with that. All right. Got it knocked out in about 30 minutes. Like I said, we're going to do deep dives on the teams that are in my top 30. There are several in this conference, so make sure that you are subscribed on the YouTube channel. We are going to be doing some more interesting podcasts as well, so make sure that you are subscribed on your favorite podcast app also. There might be some podcasts that are not on YouTube, so subscribe to all the different places. Of course, bettingcfb.com, $5 a month, $50 for the year, all that kind of stuff. So go ahead and knock that out as well. With that said, like the video. Jump in the comments. Let me know what you think. Who is going to make the Big 12 championship game? I want to know what you guys think about this. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Of course, God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.